News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thank you. Protests erupted over the weekend in Israel. More than 30 people arrested for disruption of order. Families of hostages held in Gaza took to the streets to demand a deal be made by the Israeli government for their release. The protests come days after the Israeli Security Cabinet approved a plan to take control of Gaza City. Fawaz Gergez is the Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. He joins us now. Fawaz, just first of all, how big, how significant were these protests yesterday?
Well, very, very significant. It's the largest protest in Israel since the start of the war in October 2024. I think opinion polls in Israel show that a big majority, over 50% of Israelis, basically are dissatisfied with Benjamin Netanyahu's conduct of the war. They want the war to end. They want to bring the hostages back home. Momentum is against Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing allies. But despite the increasing public opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu, I doubted very much whether he will end the war. This is not a game changer, even though it's very significant.
Right, significant, but not a game changer. Is there anything that could be a game changer at this point?
Yes. I mean, I think the only person who can end the war is Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu seems to have a green light from Donald Trump. When Donald Trump was asked about Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to invade Gaza City and displace 1 million people just a few days ago, Donald Trump's response was the following. It's up to Israel to do what's right for Israel. And this is a green light.
Yeah.
America supplies Israel with arms and ammunition. America provides Israel with massive military and financial aid. America shields Israel against international criticism. Without American support, Benjamin Netanyahu basically will end the war today, not tomorrow. But so far, Donald Trump and the Americans continue to support Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is the game changer. Once we see a change in the American position, the war will end against the Palestinians.
And do you think there's any hope of Donald Trump changing his position in relation to this?
You know, it's very, very difficult, as you know. Donald Trump, no one really can tell where Donald Trump is. He's all over the map. He's chaotic. He's temperamental. He changes his mind, repeatedly. My take is that there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I think both the Egyptians, the Qataris, and the Americans are working on a new hostage deal. There's a race against time between Israeli military escalation in Gaza and a diplomatic solution. And we have to wait and see. But so far, we have not seen any concrete signs of change in the White House. But there is a 30-40% chance of a breakthrough in the next few days.
Okay, Fawaz Gergez, a Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Thank you for that analysis there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.